Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you are all here. The first thing I wanted to share with you tonight is I think it's time for us to do a Reiki challenge. And it just happens to be 21 days between this Reiki share and our next Reiki share, 21 days from tonight. So, and 21 days is just exactly the amount of time that it takes to start a new habit. So for those of you who might have missed it, I put a bingo card as a link when I sent you the link for the Reiki share tonight. And I can also pop the link into the chat later as well if you would like, if you want to grab it. But that link, you can actually print out your bingo card. And just to let you know, it's actually 20 days of doing a full Reiki treatment for yourself and also sending Reiki to a Reiki grid. So for any of you that might not have a Reiki grid, that's just a way that you can use distance Reiki to send Reiki to several things at the same time. And I wrote an article about the Reiki grid, the power of a Reiki grid. It's in our newsroom. So if you go on the front page of our website, www.hiddenbrook.ca, under the Reiki section, it's slightly blue letters, it says our newsroom. There's an article called The Power of a Reiki Grid. So if you don't have a grid yet, go ahead and check that out, because a Reiki grid is an incredibly effective way to send Reiki to several things at the same time. And it's so powerful. People tell me all the time, I started a grid and I had to go revisit it and cross things off because so much of it had already happened. I talk a little bit in the article about why it's so powerful, that it's a definiteness of purpose sustained over time. So if you don't currently have a Reiki grid, I really would encourage you during this Reiki share or Reiki challenge to create one and just start and put your own name in your grid too. And so that you're constantly getting a supply of Reiki energy, and you just give yourself a full Reiki treatment and charge your grid for 20 days. But I've also got 20 other challenges there, just random challenges. Charlene mentioned she really liked the one that said, send Reiki to someone you don't like. And that's a good one to do. And so each day, it's to do a Reiki session, charge your grid, and choose one of the challenges that's going to move you perhaps a little bit out of your comfort zone. For instance, send Gyoshi Ho to a stranger with your eyes. And I've got the page numbers when it's a technique that you might want to look up in your Reiki Level 1 and 2 Reiki Healing Touch Manual. So there's all kinds of little things, like even to tell a friend about Reiki who doesn't know that you do Reiki and things like that. So I really love to encourage you to work on this for the next 20 days. And what I'm really hoping is that next month, everybody brings their card so they can hold it up and let us all see. I'm actually getting a bingo dauber, and I'm actually going to print mine out on cardboard and really stamp it. So you'll be able to see how I've done as well, whether I get all my treatments in every day or not. I'm going to have to, really, if you guys all do. So I hope that you will consider doing that Reiki challenge. And if anybody has any questions about that, you can let me know, but it's pretty self-explanatory, and you might have questions as we go along. There's also a link to this on our Facebook page. Please invite anybody, any of your students, anybody who's interested, please invite them. Just send them the link or send them over to the Facebook page and grab the bingo card there. Everybody is welcome to participate, and hopefully they'll all join us at the Reiki share next month as well, or in 21 days. The other thing I wanted to talk about tonight before we move into our meditation is that there was something that went around the internet and on Facebook and emails this week about potential legislation to regulate Reiki. And I know quite a few people were a little bit, if you didn't see it, I guess I'll tell you about it now. And if you did see it, I know it might have been a little bit problematic or troublesome for you. So I just wanted to let you know what William sent us about that. He said, the Reiki legislation that people are talking about is important to be aware of, but at this time is not an urgent issue. I communicated with Diane Miller, who's an attorney and who's also the president of the National Health Freedom Coalition. William is the founder and former board member of this organization. The purpose of the organization is to protect alternative healing from unnecessary government regulation. They are against all bills that would require a state license to practice Reiki, and they have 20 years of experience practicing Reiki from this sort of thing. According to Diane, the Massachusetts bill that Pamela Miles had circulated or sent around has not been presented to the legislature. And until it's presented, there's nothing we can do about that bill. And then if it's presented, then the coalition will work toward it. However, he wanted to let us know that there is what can be called a counter bill that Diane Miller has successfully drafted. It has been passed in California, Minnesota, and some other U.S. states that indicates that a state license is not required to practice Reiki and other similar practices. It's called a safe harbor bill, and he actually gave us a link to that bill. So for any of you who'd like to learn more about that, or who'd like to check out the National Health Freedom Coalition, or who'd like to check out this bill, what I'll do is I'll post this on the Reiki from the Farm Facebook page. If you haven't already, head on over there and go ahead and follow the page and you'll get updates. And so he recommends we can check out the website to become familiar with the group, because they are working to keep Reiki free from that sort of regulation. And he says you can also volunteer to help or make a donation to them if you would like. So that came from William, and I just wanted to let you know about that in case you had seen that legislation. This certainly put my mind at ease.
What would be the negative side of this bill being passed?
The negative side of the bill being passed? Usually they put some pretty heavy regulations around the practice of it. But we also go back to the history of Reiki, which is when, after Pearl Harbor, when the U.S. government went into Japan with the intention of taking over all medical practices in Japan, Rui Sensei's Gakkai went underground rather than have a spiritual practice governed by a government. So there is a little bit of a historical precedent there. Acupuncture, yeah, and some of the other modalities said, sure, go ahead and regulate us. But Reiki had said, no, this is about enlightenment and it's not meant to be regulated.
Okay, good, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then would it perhaps go on to almost forcing people to join something and then pay
yes,
a fee?
Oh yes, uh-huh. And practice in a certain way and not in a certain, yeah, way. Yeah,
it's good that William Rand has his finger on the pulse, so we can all learn from that.
It is. Yeah. I'm grateful to that man more times a day than
if I could just add, the other thing, please, it would do is it would add a ton of cost, because, yeah, you'd have to pay for a license. You'd have to carry a minimum of insurance. It's based on whatever they want to add. There really is a great deal of restriction and financial penalty for the practitioners.
Thank you for adding that. That's absolutely true. So I know that some people may have noticed that. I know that it did. Reiki Rays had circulated it in a few other groups. So I just wanted to let you know where that was. Does anybody else have questions about that? Yeah, Osa.
I just wanted to ask if you have instructions how to make this grid that you're talking about.
Yes, it's in that article. So I'll tell you what, I'll put a link to that article on the Reiki from the Farm Facebook page too. So the one that I'm talking about is the power of a Reiki grid. And if you want to have a look through, that's got a lot of information on how to create it. You can just use one crystal, or you don't even really need to use any crystals, but I always like to. I would charge the grid in my hands, and then I would charge a crystal in my hands and place on the grid. Or you can make a grid with a lot of crystals, whichever you prefer. So guys, I'd like to lead us through the shadow self meditation today. And this meditation is really interesting. It's something that we used to do as part of our Karuna Reiki class before Holy Fire came along. But when Holy Fire came along, the classes got very busy and it was difficult to fit it in. And it's still such a powerful meditation. So the theory behind this meditation is that we create our own reality, and yet sometimes we still have some unwanted experiences, which brings about a feeling of being powerless. And it might seem like the cause is outside of ourselves, and it might be easier to blame someone else, but we are always creating our own reality. It can be confusing though, because what happens with the shadow self is that we take parts of ourselves that we don't particularly care for, and we shove them down within ourselves. We even shove them down so much and so frequently that we become disconnected with those parts of ourselves sometimes. So we're not even aware that they are there. And the way that we can realize that there are parts of ourselves that need to be healed, that need to be reconciled and healed, is by any unwanted experiences that we have. So the shadow self can actually influence our feelings, attitudes, and decisions. It can attract people and situations in our life that are not always in alignment with our conscious will, because the sum total of our being is the absolute master of our experience. So if you have any unwanted experiences or any unwanted people or occurrences, happenings in your life, it's really important to recognize that there's probably something within you that's asking to be healed. Because our outer reality, and you guys, I know you've heard me say this a lot, our outer reality is a reflection of our inner reality. Whatever is going on inside is always going to be happening outside. So for this experience, what I'd like you to do is think about whether there are some experiences or some people in our lives that we're not happy with. And it's okay if they're people that just give you a charge. What's really interesting is that once we heal the part of ourself that's attracting that, what tends to happen is either the person is no longer in our lives or we no longer have an issue with them. It's actually quite startling. I'd like you to just think about something in your life that's not completely in alignment with what you would like it to be. Maybe a person that just makes you angry, or an experience that's been frustrating or has made you feel powerless. And if you have a notebook, you could even write it down and write a few things about that. But it is important to have something in mind that you'd like to heal before we start the meditation. Or if you really can't think of anything, you can simply ask to connect with the part of yourself that is holding you back the most. I know I struggled with this. I'd done so much Reiki that there really weren't any people who bothered me, but there was a horse. And she was one of my horses, and she was a little stinker. And so I was able to do the shadow self meditation with her, and it taught me a lot. And so I just want to check, does everybody have something in mind that you can work with or refer to? Okay. Well, if you do, I'm going to invite you to make yourself really comfortable then. And I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes and take some deep breaths, and to bring your hands into Gassho and activate your Reiki energy. If you have symbols, just take a few moments to invite the symbols to come from the highest heaven through your hands and into your heart. And you can just call them in silently, one at a time. And just notice that the Reiki energy around you is getting stronger and stronger. We're just going to form an intention now to get to know the part of ourselves that is causing the unwanted experience. Understanding that everything that happens in our life is trying to provide a positive benefit for us. The part of ourselves that's causing this experience might resemble a small boy or a girl. It might be a teenager or a young adult, an older person, or it may not even have a human form at all. I'm going to invite you to place your hands comfortably on your body now, giving yourself Reiki. Just imagine that it's a beautiful sunny day and you're walking down a path into a beautiful valley. Along the path, you come across a bench with boulders in front of it. And yet you decide to sit down on the bench. And you invite the part of yourself that is causing the unwanted experience to join you. As you do, you notice that it comes out from behind the boulder so that you can see it and get to know it better. What does that energy or being look like? How old is it? We'll take a moment now to let this shadow self part of us, to let it know that we understand that it's been trying to do something positive for us, that we respect it and are ready to get to know it better now. And so go ahead and ask that shadow self if it has a name. Call on Reiki now, and if you work with guides, you can call them in as well to help us understand if there's any part of our shadow self that needs to be healed by Reiki energy, if there's any parts, any layers or parts of the shadow self that need to be sent up to the light to be healed. Ask Reiki and your guide to assist you to do whatever you need to do to help the shadow self heal now. And we'll just spend a few moments in that intention. Thank you. ahead and ask your shadow self what it has been trying to do for you, what its intention has been. Take a moment to thank your shadow self for trying to help. And you can ask it how it has felt to be so disconnected from you. Ask it if there's anything that you can do to assist it in its healing. You can ask it if there's anything that you do that upsets it. Yourself to experience love and compassion for this part of yourself. Let it know that you'd like to help it feel better and you'd like to help it heal. And let it know that in order to do this, it must be willing to change and heal and improve. That it will likely be much happier if it does this and you're willing to help it do so now. Have a discussion with it and find out what it needs from you. It's okay to negotiate with it and tell it that you will be more responsive and pay more attention to what it needs. If it's willing to try new things and to heal and to develop new ways of expressing itself, let it know that we need it to be creative and have fun. Ask that shadow self, that part of you, what positive skills or qualities it possesses. Ask it if it's willing to forgive you for ignoring it for so long. And let it know that you intend to pay more attention to it and take care of it. That you would like it to heal so that it may be a conscious part of yourself. We invite your shadow self now to trust in you, to trust in Reiki, and to trust in the higher power, that everything will work out well. If it feels healthy to do, you can invite it to come close to you so that you can embrace it. Thank you. notice the love and healthy feelings for it that you have developed just by bringing it to your conscious mind, to your attention. We invite the Reiki energy to join us now to heal your shadow self completely, integrating it with your conscious mind, with your awareness. And we'll spend some time here so that the Reiki energy can accomplish this for you, releasing the layers and integrating your shadow self back within you, your wholeness, the reveal. Say a prayer asking that the two of you be completely healed now. And we ask Reiki if there's any advice or guidance that it has for you as it continues to complete the healing process. Of acceptance flows through you now, allowing you to accept the parts of yourself that you may have rejected at one point in your past. These parts are healed. They are no longer damaged or immature or ignored. And so the light of acceptance flows through both parts of you, weaving together. And just feel the wholeness of that. How authentic that is, that we can appreciate everything about ourselves. We can appreciate all of the parts of us. Thank you. invite the light of harmony to flow through us now, harmonizing all of the parts of ourselves, aligning us, our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit, our emotions, our chakras, our aura, our shadow. Which is no longer in the shadows, which has come to the surface to be acknowledged, included, loved. And so we no longer need to attract energies or events into our lives that we do not wish to. Accept all parts of ourselves today. We are blessed to be of a lineage of light bringers creating wellness in the world. Matakwe Wesen. Namaste and Amen. And so it is. I invite you to take your time coming back and to take a few moments to write about your experience in your notebooks. Thank you. Welcome back, guys. This is a meditation that has a profound impact on your external world. Thanks, Inessa. Inessa said she didn't know she had a shadow self. Most of us don't realize, but what's interesting about the shadow self is it takes a tremendous amount of energy to keep it there. It's like you have a beach ball that you've got to try to keep underwater, and that's fine, except that maybe you've got another beach ball and another, and it shows this image of this woman trying to keep 8 beach balls under the water. And you can just imagine what that looks like. It's just that's how much energy it requires to keep the shadow self in the shadows. And so it does free up a tremendous amount of energy once we can release it. And we sometimes say, geez, this isn't what I want to have happening in my life. Why is this happening? It's that energy that's in the subconscious and in the shadow. So it's just such a beautiful thing when we can allow it to heal.